What's up, everybody? It's All Ego Ethan Page, and you're listening to Wrestling Cheers. Making your way in the world today takes everything you got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name.
And welcome back to Wrestling Cheers, where everybody knows your name, especially if you just got fired from the WWE for taking a selfie, and more on that later. But this is Wrestling Cheers, right here on the brand new TrendingTopicsNetwork.com. I am your host, I am Heavy Set. If you want to get a hold of us, you can email WrestlingCheers@gmail.com. Find us on your social media of preference, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Facebook.com/WrestlingCheers, Twitter.com/WrestlingCheers, or at WrestlingCheers, and Instagram.com/WrestlingCheers. Please help support this show. It's very easy. Just head on over to wherever you listen to the show on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, TuneIn, and Podbean, and please rate, review, and subscribe to this fantastic feed. And if you're listening on the Trending Topics Network, please do the same thing. Rate, review, and subscribe to the Trending Topics Network. This is a little bit different, different kind of a show that we're going to do. Ever since AIW has taken, you know, a couple months off, that has left me with a huge hole in programming. Because if they come out with at least one show a month, I could get two shows out of that. I can get a nice preview in and a nice review in. So leaving me on an average month of 2 weeks to fill in, which, I mean, I can get some interviews, I can do some other stuff, and that's not counting if I go to other shows or if Caden goes to other shows. And if you're wondering where Caden is, I'm going to be very blunt about it. I've asked him if he wanted to do a show this week, if he wanted to come on. I know he said he's taking a podcast hiatus, but he's not really told this to me directly. So I asked him about it and he doesn't like to respond to messages. So if you wanted him to come on, because I was going to actually have him review the PCW show and the Walter Waite Wrestling 2 show, because he went, it's a way to fill in some of this time, which I'll get back to. So if you wanted to hear those, please get a hold of Caden on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter at KVR216. He's too busy gifting shows or something right now. Well, with this extended gap, for the past month or so, I've been, you know, kind of programming what was going to go what week. So that's why it was easier to cover OCW when I did so many episodes on the DBI. And we had the Jackson Argos interview and the Philly Marino Experience interview, which, apologies, that got up so late. I was trying to post it Thursday night, and the program that I was using, because I tried to upload to both Wrestling Cheers and the Trending Topics Network at the same time, because there's a way I can at least have the files uploaded to the servers, and it kept failing on me. I said, screw it. I had a busy day Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I didn't get back around to it till later in the week or later after the weekend. I wanted to have it up before the weekend, but, you know, things happen. And then also, while I've been planning these shows, I've been planning backwards, can at least have the files uploaded to the servers, and it kept failing on me. I said, screw it. I had a busy day Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I didn't get back around to it till later in the week or later after the weekend. I wanted to have it up before the weekend, but, you know, things happen in a couple weeks. So, like, this week and next week are actually open. Well, this week was open. Next week, I'm still up in the air what I'm going to do, but I'm going to do something, maybe bring somebody on, maybe have a nice conversation with somebody, learn about another fan. I don't know. I've tried to figure out what I'm going to do, but this week I figured, why not talk about the loaded month we have here in November of just, you know, three companies off the top of my head of AIW, OCW, and Premier Championship Wrestling. I know there's other shows that run in the area, and if I had somebody on who went to some of those shows, it'd be easier. Like, I don't even go to PCW, but I do know they have a show coming up, and it's on the podcast notes for this show of upcoming events. So let's quickly, this will be a somewhat short episode, and we're gonna go around these three organizations, and we're gonna talk about what's coming up, and we're going to start with the very, very loaded OCW. Now, as I'm recording this literally on Thursday night, we have what I'm guessing to be most of the card for their show this Saturday. So this gets posted on time. It'll be tomorrow, Saturday, November 4th, Fight for the Levy. Well, OCW presents Fight for the Levy, a night of family-friendly entertainment to raise funds for the Coventry local schools and promote the upcoming levy. It'll be at the Coventry High School, 1135 Portage Lakes Drive, Akron, Ohio. I did say a couple weeks ago, a week or whatever, I said this would be at the OCW Arena. I didn't have the flyer in front of me, and I knew it was for a school levy, and the OCW Arena is at a school, so I figured that's what it was, but my apologies. Tickets are available at the Coventry High School, Thirsty Gator Drive-Thru, Lakeview Market, Snap Fitness Training Gym, and Rhino Athletic Training. You can also get it at ocwrestling.net. Pre-sale tickets are $10 and $12 at the door. You can get a family four-pack for $35. That is pre-sale only. Doors open at 5 o'clock. First bell is at 6. Free for any students. I'm taking it's free for any Coventry students. Unfortunately, there will not be coverage from Wrestling Cheers. I will be, I mentioned this, I will be at a concert in Brimfield, Kent, Ohio area at the Outpost. A card full of, or at least headlined by two of my favorite bands growing up, local bands, Hate Theory and Dolly Trauma. And there's also a band called Erasing Never, who I went to the high school with the lead singer. So I've never got a chance to see him with this band live. So unfortunately, I'm sorry, OCW, I would have came. I was actually looking to go, and then I seen the date, and I was like, oh, I've been planning for this for a while. And right around the time that OCW announced this, actually, the tickets sold out for the concert that I'm going to. I'm hoping the OCW Review, check out that podcast. Hopefully they will be covering it, maybe on Twitter and maybe on their show. But things we have coming on for that show. Well, with the next event, there will be a TLC match for the OCW Heavyweight Championship between Dark Star Matt Taylor and Juice Jennings. We've talked about that at length, but they're doing a Pick Your Poison match, which I do enjoy Pick Your Poison matches, and they have announced one of the opponents, and I think the other one they're not going to announce till the day of, so I won't know what it is. But Juice Jennings has selected Dark Star Matt Taylor's opponent, and will be none other than Ron Mathis. I am a little upset I will be missing this match. Then the tag team championships will be up for grabs. The champions, the Star Flyers, versus Gino DiCapo and Grant Andrews. I know there was a little bit of dysfunction between the Star Flyers not too long ago, but they seem to be on the same page, back as champions, and, you know, Robbie Starr did win the DBI. He's got a little bit of hot streak going on, so we'll see how they do. And this is my honest take on something that I do want to express. I'm just a fan, and sometimes I see things, and maybe I'll throw in my own two cents. And I want to throw this out. I like Gino DiCapo. I really do. It's not him. Grant Andrews, work on your character. Maybe it's even not, I mean, just me being a fan. I was in drama club and everything in high school. I was selected for a gifted screening because of how good I was. And I do pay attention to some of those character aspects of professional wrestling. I get where you're coming from, but I'm going to be blatantly honest, man. I can see your character done better in other promotions. So I get it's all about you and all this stuff, which technically I hear that and I think Raven. I like what you're doing, but just really, when you speak, I roll my eyes. And not like a good way, like, oh yeah, that's good. I'm like, oh man, I've heard this before. You're giving me a speech someone else has given. It's the same stuff. And I see this stuff on social media all the time. I don't know, maybe you should study some Dolph Ziggler work. I don't know. My own personal opinion. It's something that it's been kind of bugging me watching certain things on social media. Next up, we have the professional, Brandon Fields versus Electric Jake Ely. We also have the Ohio Heritage Championship on the line. True Grit, Bruce Gray versus No Shame, Jimmy Shane. Jimmy is working on getting to the 1,000 mark of being the OCW Ohio Heritage Champion for 1,000 days. That's quite an accomplishment. So we'll see if he has what it takes to beat True Grit, Bruce Gray. Also, there will be the Savage from the DBI. Unlike other podcasts that I know that covered the DBI, I did it within a couple days afterwards. I didn't really improve any of my notes from the live tweeting, so there were things that I missed. I even think a wrestler changed his name in between the DBI and when I had seen him previously, and I know that was wrong. But Tanu, and this, here's the sad thing, and I will openly admit this, Tanu follows Wrestling Cheers on Twitter. I felt like an idiot. That's the other thing. I mean, I'll follow any wrestler that follows Wrestling Cheers. I'll follow you right back, and then try to follow a lot of people that are in the Ohio area, whether no matter where I see you or Caden sees you. So I felt really bad when I found out that he actually follows Wrestling Cheers, and we follow him back. So Tanu, T-A-N-U, will also be at Fight for the Levy. And the only other thing left to be announced of everything that I see, I don't know if Chuck the Truck Moore, or if he has a match or not at this show. Maybe he'll be in this next match. Agent Orange, Juice Jennings versus whoever Dark Star Matt Taylor picks. That's the last match that I know of. There's nobody picked, but maybe it's Chuck Morris. And that is all this Saturday at the Coventry High School Fight for the Levy. And 1 week later, just one whole week later, we will have the next OCW event, which this one I will be attending, and I'm looking forward to it. We have Bash at the Babe 2, the Thanksgiving special. Tickets are available at the J. Babe Stern Community Center and OCWrestling.net. Presale tickets are $10. At the door is $12. And once again, family 4-pack is available for $35, presale only. Doors open at 6. Bell time is at 7, November 11th at the J. Babe Stern Community Center, 2628 13th Street Southwest, Canton, Ohio, and it features the main event, tables, ladders, and chairs for the OCW Championship. Agent Orange, Juice Jennings versus Dark Star Matt Taylor. This feud has gone on for months, for pretty much all summer and leading into this. I believe it was at Clockwork Orange when Juice Jennings got screwed out of the OCW Championship by Dark Star Matt Taylor and Matt Fantone. So this time, tables, ladders, and chairs match. We'll see who walks out of this the champion. But other matches we have going on: the OCW Women's Championship match, Laura Loveless versus Super Oprah. Submission match between Chuck the Truck Morris and Gino DiCapo. And as of right now, that is all that's been announced as of this recording. I'm thinking about next week's episode. If I don't bring somebody on, I'm going to preview Bash at the Babe 2. We got 3 matches already, and hopefully by then we'll have a full card, and we'll see what comes out of Fight for the Levy. And then we're on to Bash at the Babe 2, and then there's one more event left, and it's just only thing we know really is the date and some little bit of information, and that is Saturday, December 2nd. Buzzbin, back at the Buzzbin, a very Buzzbin Christmas, 331 Cleveland Avenue Northwest, Canton, Ohio. And that's all we know, and that'll be December 2nd. And as of right now, I believe that wraps up OCW for the year. And really quickly, let's move on to Premier Championship Wrestling. The only information that I have is pretty much what's on their flyer right now, and that November 18th. So we got this weekend covered. For the 4th, we got the 11th covered, and week after that, the 18th. November Pain. Of course, that'll be at Turner's Hall, Cleveland, Ohio, 7325 Guthrie Avenue. Front row is $20. General admission is $15, and kids' general admission is $10. The only match announced is a 6-man tag match: Andrew Palace, Ricky Shane Page, and Jackson Stone versus Chris LaRusso, Duke Davis, and Gannon Jones Jr. Also on the flyer, so they're expected to be there. We have Jocelyn, Marion Fontaine, Gregory Iron, Ray Lynn, the Kroger Brothers, Gory, Dylan Bostic, Remy Lavie, Sonny Vice, Lee Moriarty, Jinx, Nate Wings, Aaron Williams, Jack Pollock, and Alex Jordan. That's it on them for now. And then we have the main event of the evening, and we got a lot to cover here. We have the return of AIW. A Night of Returns. AIW Return. Hell on Earth 13, Black Friday, November 24th, 2017, 7:30 bell time at Our Lady of Mount Carmel. Also returning, the Zombie Princess, Jimmy Jacobs. And returning to America, the Phoenix, Jody Fleisch. And we also have a few matches announced for the night. Filthy Tom Lawler versus Hot Sauce Tracy Williams. All Ego Ethan Page versus Dominic Greeny. Jody Fleisch versus M-Dog Matt Cross versus Laredo Kid versus DJ Z. And we haven't got a graphic for it yet, but Tim Donst versus Nick Gage. And I'm guessing that's going to be for the AIW Absolute Championship. I'm really looking forward to this event. Hell on Earth will mark my 6th anniversary of being an AIW fan. So I always look forward to this event, and it's always a stacked card. Also, scheduled to be there, not really announced on anything yet, but if you listen to his podcast, he will tell you on his upcoming events, Colt Cabana, also at Hell on Earth. And then, of course, with AIW, we can't forget to announce or mention, like I mentioned last week, the big news coming out that Smart Mark Video has now become a part of Powerbomb.tv. And if you sign up for Powerbomb.tv with the promo code ABSOLUTE, you can receive a 20-day free trial. We've already passed the date that those shows are starting to pop up on Powerbomb.tv. Pop up Powerbomb. I make jokes. And I mean, I'll openly admit, I haven't done it yet. I'm trying to save up to move till the end of the year, and I'm kind of cutting some costs for right now. But I do believe at least the beginning of the year, after I move everything in, I'm going to become a part of Powerbomb.tv. This sounds like an awesome platform for a lot of these independent shows to get out. I believe AAW is now going to be part of it. IWA Mid-South, Beyond Wrestling. I think Alpha 1 too. I'm not 100% sure, not looking at a list, and I should have put one in front of me. But this is definitely going to be worth it. Powerbomb.tv. Sign up with the promo code ABSOLUTE. Get a 20-day free trial. And the last thing to mention that we have coming up is we're going to get another December show. And that'll be December 15th at Music Links, a special start time of 8 p.m. AIW presents, I'm just going to read the full thing on the flyer, because I don't know if there's going to be an abbreviated version, but Escaped, the Wet Bandits, be on the lookout, believed to be headed towards Menor on the Lake, Ohio. I think it's going to be called the Wet Bandits. Love the Home Alone reference. And it's going to feature the main event of Tracy Smothers versus Kikutaro. One of my favorite events since being an AIW fan is No Sleep Till Brooklyn. And the matches of Colt Cabana versus Kikutaro and Grado versus Tracy Smothers stole the show. So now Tracy Smothers versus Kikutaro is going to kill. If you don't like it, everybody dies. But February 15th, like I said, 8 p.m. bell time at Music Links, 7865 Plains Road, Menor on the Lake, Ohio. All tickets are just $20. You can get those tickets now, shop.aiwrestling.com. And right there, that ends it. All the shows we have coming up for you, pretty much covering a lot of the remainder of the year. We have the OCW Fight for the Levy this Saturday, November 4th. OCW Bash at the Babe 2 Thanksgiving Special, November 11th. PCW's November Pain, November 18th. AIW Hell on Earth 13, November 24th. OCW A Very Buzzbin Christmas, November 2nd. And AIW The Wet Bandits, December 15th. Does anybody know any shows going on between April 8th, 9th, and 10th? Ironically, I will mention this, that is the weekend that I have some friends coming down from Montreal, and they are wrestling fans. They're actually here if you listen to the Trending Topics Network. They are Mr. Old School and Carp. You can hear them on CFL Easy Picks with myself, and also on some episodes of TTN at the Movies, and they are on All Beer Inside, which it's where we pretty much covered everything going on in this local area. It's going to be a busy 2 months. And then even after all that, we still have the end of the year AIW show, which we will probably hear about that sometime after Hell on Earth, I'm guessing. So some plugs for some of my friends, and we have the Trending Topics Network. Check out all the great shows such as All Beer Inside, European Uppercut, The Tuts Experience, Lou Chat, CFL Easy Picks, What's on Fight, Eurovision Showcase, Legends on Siren Radio, TTN at the Movies, Shut the Fuck Up, and my other show, Hanging with Heavy. Check out some of my friends like Macho Man Radio, Chris Clem's Cavscast, Wingcast, a Wingman podcast, Let the Hate Flow Through You with Jeremy Shear, Pod Van Dam, The Road Home from Wrestling, Weekly Wrestling Podcast. Check out the official graphic designer of Wrestling Cheers, Moy Boy Designs. Check out Thrift Store Jobber on Twitter, Instagram, and Etsy. And check out our friends over at Rebel Life Media. If you want to get a hold of us, you can email us, WrestlingCheers@gmail.com. Find us on Facebook.com/WrestlingCheers, Twitter.com/WrestlingCheers, and Instagram.com/WrestlingCheers. And please rate, review, and subscribe to Wrestling Cheers and the Trending Topics Network if you want. iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, TuneIn, and on Podbean, WrestlingCheers.podbean.com, or TrendingTopicsNetwork.podbean.com, or TrendingTopicsNetwork.com. And of course, if you want to get a hold of me, you can find myself at Heavyset330. And thank you for listening to the brand new TrendingTopicsNetwork.com. Wrestling Cheers, where everybody knows your name, even if you change your name from the Wet Bandits to the Sticky Bandits. Later.